Well, what was the message at half-time? Because it did, to be fair, come out like a new side.
Well, the message at half-time wasn't a lot different to the message I said before the game, but then I just questioned their character at half-time and said, look, if you're going to have a bad game, at least have a bad game being brave. At least have a bad game, you know, still getting on the ball. At least have a bad game running about. I mean, I'm not asking for a great deal. I think, you know, the injection of Jerry obviously helped a little bit as well, but I think the lads realised they'd let themselves down. Worrying for me, because I'm the one who stands in front of them, you know, not only were we losing first half, but our shape was all over the place. We had fullbacks not getting back in. It just wasn't us, because at home recently we've been excellent. So we've been excellent first half, and then, you know, second half performances haven't been good. But this week it was different. And I questioned a few. I asked them to stick their chest out and, you know, show me something. If not, I'll make changes. And generally speaking, they did. And they were good. And I thought, you know, everything's, you know, I'll watch the DVD tomorrow and I'll watch it. And I appreciate there's some bad things in there, but I also have to believe that there's some good things in there, and I need some good things in there, because I've got Norwich and Newcastle the next two games. So I'll watch it, and I'll be honest with the group. But in answer to your question, sorry, I said a few truths. I told them what I thought, and it was the truth. I asked them, did anyone disagree? No one disagreed, so all right, get yourselves back out and show me what you got. That was sort of it.
Did it surprise you at all, really, in the first half, considering the improved performance in the last few weeks and then what happened in the first 45?
It didn't surprise me, because I understand they're human beings. They're not robots, you know. I can't program them, send them out, and I guarantee that I'm going to get a 10 out of 10 performance from them. But I was disappointed in them, and that's sort of what I said. You know, I'd stand in front of any of them. I'm proud to be their caretaker manager. You know, I like them as a group of men, and I think they always give me everything. They are human beings, and I think, like I said, Oxford started quite well. Apart from Ward, he could have scored after a minute, and it could have changed the whole game. But, you know, I was disappointed. I just thought that a few of them collapsed, a few of them didn't want the ball as much as I would like. And I think, I don't know, I mean, I'd like to think everyone's nodding when I'm talking, but I'd like to think everyone agrees with me in this room. Our lads just didn't look like they wanted the ball first half. They didn't want to take the responsibility. They didn't want to have the crowd on their back, whatever the case may be. But like, boo-hoo, you've got to get the crowd on your back. So I thought second half they went for it. They're on the front foot. And the crowd are always going to support a team here who, you know, go for it. So, you know, like, did everything Jerry do come off? No, it didn't. I'd say 60% of what he'd done was good. 40% was a bit ugly. But did the fans appreciate all 100% of what he'd done? Yes, they did, because that's the sort of crowd we have here. So, you know, I'm disappointed with the first half, obviously.
Obviously, the result's disappointing, but can you at least take some consolation that it's not affected your relegation fight? It's just a cup game you can put it behind you.
Yeah, I mean, just a cup game don't wash. I appreciate the question, but, you know, for us, we needed a little bit of a boost. We needed to get back to winning games. And all the hard work, it feels like at the moment, I don't want to be too dramatic, but all the hard work the lads have put in over the last 6 weeks, and performances have been improved. Any confidence they've got from that has been shattered in one game. So it does feel a lot to take. You know, I've got to try and pick them up again, and, you know, there's big games ahead, I appreciate. And would we have gone to Wembley and won the FA Cup? No, I'm not. I'm aware of that. But also, it would have been a financial boost to have a little run, and it would have been nice to give the fans something to enjoy more than anything else. And, you know, I feel part of this club, and I sort of feel the fans' pain. So, you know, I'm doing everything I possibly can, but obviously that isn't enough.